Kent Online News.
News you can trust.
This is the Kent Online Podcast. Nicola Everett.
Hello, hope you're okay. Thanks ever so much for downloading today's podcast. It's Tuesday, the 12th of August, coming up. There are concerns parking charges are putting off shoppers in a part of Medway. An Amber Heat Health Alert is in force across Kent as temperatures soar. And hear from the Gillingham manager ahead of their Carabao Cup match tonight. But first, at the time of recording today's podcast, three children are still being questioned by police on suspicion of murder following the death of a man on Sheppey. It's been reported the victim, who's in his 40s, suffered severe head injuries after being struck with a concrete slab in the Warden Bay Road area of Laysdown on Sunday night. A row is said to have broken out among a small group of people before an attack. Well, Jack Saunders is currently on the Isle of Sheppey on holiday and has been telling us what he saw.
Basically, saw an air ambulance landing. Thought it was the Coast Guard at first, and then obviously saw a crowd of people up on this embankment and someone getting resuscitated, obviously to no prevail, and then the air ambulance never took off, and as night fell it turned into obviously a crime scene. Forensic tents went up, and obviously it was very sad and solemn, but there's a lot of people up here obviously watching, and then obviously today come up here to pay our respects, lay some flowers, and see, it's a crime scene.
A 16-year-old girl and two boys, aged 14 and 15, remain in custody. Detectives are continuing to appeal for any witnesses or anyone else with information to come forward, including CCTV or dash cam footage. Now, they're being urged to contact the Major Crime Unit via the Major Incident Public Portal. Alternatively, you can contact Kent Police on 01622 652 006. That's 01622 652 006, quoting the reference number 10-1384. That's 10-1384. And of course, we will bring you any further updates on this story at Kent Online and in future episodes of the podcast.
Kent Online News.
Elsewhere today, a court heard how a drunk customer threw darts at a barman in Stroud after being asked to leave because of his abusive behaviour. Stephen Gillard mistakenly accused the victim of stealing his wallet at the Sportsman before making homophobic comments and threatening to hurt him. The 35-year-old from Travail Road in Rochester has been ordered to pay compensation, complete rehab sessions, and will be subject to a three-month curfew. Police have increased patrols in a part of Maidstone following reports of motorbikes and e-bikes being ridden antisocially.
I'm getting sick of this.
People living in the Coombe Road area of Tovell have raised concerns because of things like this. Officers say they recently seized a vehicle from a teenage boy seen riding it without wearing a helmet, having a licence or insurance. A man's been charged after a car crashed into a pub in Dungeness. Emergency crews were called to the Pilot Inn after it happened in the early hours of Sunday. A 52-year-old from Lydd is due in court, accused of drink driving and driving whilst unfit. Five 19-year-old men have been arrested after police searched a property in Canterbury as part of a child protection investigation. Officers were seen at the address in Braybourne Close last month. We're told the group have been bailed while further inquiries take place. A Maidstone United fan has been jailed after a fight broke out during an FA Cup weekend. Cameron Brockman had travelled to Solihull to watch the team in the first round of the competition when violence broke out in a pub. The 20-year-old from Barnhurst Road in Penenden Heath admitted wounding with intent in a fray. He's been locked up for just under 3 years.
Kent Online report.
Now, there are concerns the cost of parking in Rainham could put shoppers off visiting the town. Drivers have to pay £1.90 for half an hour in the Longley Road car park near the shopping precinct. That increases to £2.40 for an hour and £3.90 for up to 4 hours. The charges went up in April in a bid to plug a multi-million pound hole in Medway Council's budget. But Liz Brobin-Ross, who owns a pet shop in the precinct, is concerned.
I think we noticed there was quite a steep rise in the parking fees, which
customers are sort of regularly reporting has been an issue, and they've found that the, you know, they felt the impact of that. I think it has put people off coming into the town centre, particularly those who want to quickly come in and pick up things like prescriptions from the chemist, or for us, it's, you know, if they need to come in and get live food quickly or top up on something for their pet. The parking fees make that unviable really for a lot of our customers. It's okay if they're local and they can walk in, but that's not possible for everyone. So we've certainly felt that. And, you know, we have raised the idea that perhaps a 20 minute free parking option would really help that and promote shoppers who want to come in and quickly access and use the facilities, but not have to spend £3-4 on something that's quite, you know, a small amount of time. The other issue obviously is that my staff have to park locally to be able to come in and work. So that's impacting them. So in terms of the local economy, it's certainly not helping. It's not promoting business, not promoting trade. And for our local residents, it's certainly impacting them.
Well, we've had this statement from the local authority.
It's widely known that local authorities across the country are under increasing financial pressure. And unfortunately, this meant we were faced with some difficult decisions in setting this year's budget, including an increase in parking fees. However, Medway's charges remain in line with neighbouring authorities, and parking fees cannot be seen as a principal factor affecting businesses. Pressures such as online shopping, competition from out-of-town retail parks and wider economic conditions can all have an impact on traditional shopping areas. Nevertheless, Medway remains a great location for business, with more than 14,000 businesses located here, and we're committed to supporting them as best we can. We can offer help accessing a number of grant schemes and business events, along with free one-to-one support for advice and guidance. To find out more about the help and support on offer, visit our website medway.gov.uk/businessformedway.
We're being urged to be careful in the sun today, with temperatures in Kent set to reach up to 32 degrees Celsius. An amber heat health alert is in force across the whole of the county. There are concerns the hot weather could put extra pressure on the NHS, and we're being asked to keep an eye on the most vulnerable. That includes those with pre-existing health conditions, the very young and pregnant women. Well, people in Rochester High Street have been telling us how they try to stay cool.
Just try and keep cool, drink plenty of water, and I think sometimes now you have to stay inside because it does get too hot, as much as you want to go out.
I just try to keep out of the sun, because I've just had a mole checked and it turns out I've done it sunbathe, but I've just got to have it removed. So it shows you've got to be good with the sun cream.
I'd say like whenever it's hot outside, I try to stay inside as much as possible, like pull the curtains, keep it nice and cool, and like maybe have like a fan on as well, cause, and like as many windows open as possible, because it's unbearable otherwise.
Sit in the garden in the shade with a glass of water, feet up, good excuse for doing nothing.
Yeah, I'll go with that.
We're very lucky that we can do that.
I go sailing where it's a bit cooler.
Flannel usually, but I haven't got one at the minute, but just stay hydrated. I tend to stay inside, but stay hydrated.
Kent Online reports.
Three burglars who raided homes and caravans in Kent during a two-month crime spree have been jailed. A court's heard how the break-ins on Romney Marsh and in Paddock Wood left residents feeling scared and unsafe. The men were caught after one of their bank cards was found at the scene. They've been locked up for a total of more than 12 years. A wife has paid tribute to her husband following his sudden death at Folkestone's Grand Burstyn Hotel. 32-year-old Kuram Ahmed Hussein had been en route to Belgium but booked to stay there in January after falling ill. He collapsed and died the following day. He's been described as a good father who was loved by the community in Peterborough. An inquest is due to be held in November. It's been confirmed a Beefeater restaurant near Tunbridge will be closing later this week. The Hilden Manor site on London Road in Hildenborough is the latest branch to be axed by owners Whitbread. It's going to be taken over by the Elite Pubs Group, reopening as the Never Say Never in December this this year. Meantime, the Folkestone Library building has been put up for sale. The facility on Grace Hill has been closed since 2022 due to severe structural issues and flooding. Earlier this year, it was hoped it would reopen as a mixed-use space, but the County Council has now put it on the market. North Kent College is among the locations where 40,000 new construction workers are going to be trained. 10 sites have been chosen by the government as part of a £100 million investment. It's hoped an increase in builders, electricians and plumbers will help reach a goal of creating 1.5 million new homes. Well, Skills Minister Jackie Smith has been on Sky News.
They'll be able to educate 40,000 learners over the next 4 years. People able to take the jobs in the construction industry that we need in order to build the 1.5 million new homes that we've pledged as part of our plan for change, the new hospitals, the infrastructure that will be necessary to grow the economy. We know that there are not enough skills in the construction industry at the moment, and that's why this announcement, on top of additional investment made by the Chancellor in construction skills earlier this year, is part of the way that we can make sure that those are jobs going to British people, that employers feel less of a need to bring people in from overseas, and that there are good jobs for people as we build the homes that people need as well.
Kent Online News.
Figures out today show another drop in unemployment in Kent. 39,620 people were claiming out-of-work benefits in the county in June. That's down by 250 compared to the previous month. The number of people who've crossed the channel to Kent in small boats since Labour won the election is expected to exceed 50,000 today. If that does happen, it means Sir Keir Starmer has reached the milestone more than 200 days quicker than Rishi Sunak did. There are plans to ban people from driving down Rochester High Street on Sundays as well as Saturdays. AMPR cameras could also be installed to catch vehicles that break the rules. A consultation's underway to find out what residents think of the idea. 6 months after plans were announced to demolish a shopping centre in Ashford, we've been back to see what it's like now. The Borough Council plans to knock down Park Mall and the neighbouring Edinburgh Road multi-storey car park with a plan to build flats in their place. The idea was announced in February when 28 stores were trading at Park Mall. Five have left and set up elsewhere in the town centre. We're told demolition will get underway early next year. And a former cabaret club in Kent has been turned into a new school for children with special educational needs. Early Springs in the old Victoria's building in Harrietsham is due to welcome pupils in September. It'll eventually have 72 children with communication or interaction difficulties in six classes of 12 each. Harriet Carter is the head teacher and owner.
My vision for Early Springs is to support learners from the ages of 5 to 13 with communication interaction difficulties. Please spend some time looking at our Facebook and our website to find our admissions criteria. We have an admissions process, not a criteria that is robust and relies on children having diagnoses. We're incredibly lucky and excited to be opening the provision on the 4th of September. I've designed the provision from scratch. It involves three different curriculum pathways and three different classrooms, along with a multi-sensory space, an immersive classroom, soft play and sensory. My favourite room has got to be the immersive classroom, because that allows children to have one step outside of the school at all times and supporting families at home.
An iconic building in Maidstone could be turned into homes. Developers have applied for permission to convert the Grade 2 listed power hub in St Peter's Street and demolish surrounding sheds and outbuildings. If approved, it would provide 156 properties and three shops. And finally, a new soft play has opened in Ashford. Coco World has moved into the former Kids Stuff toy shop in the County Square shopping centre. It's also running a bookable creche service along with a cafe. You can see pictures of what it's like inside at Kent Online.
Kent Online Sports.
Football First Up and Gillingham have another home game tonight, this time in the Carabao Cup. They're taking on AFC Wimbledon at Priestfield. The Gills will be hoping for another win after beating Walsall 1-0 in League Two on Saturday. Manager Gareth Ainsworth says he'll be giving it his all.
We'll try one or two things, but I want a cup win. I want to be strong in this game, you know. You don't want to... Momentum's really important in football. You don't want to lose a game, you know, and I certainly don't want to lose a game on Tuesday. I'll be firing on all cylinders, you know, but it's nice to have a London Cup. It's regionalised, you know, for the first two rounds. So nice to have Wimbledon, a team that we know well from last season. And and they're a good side, very good side, a lot of respect for them. Again, one of my former clubs, and looking forward to putting my wits against them.
Bradley Dack, who scored the winning goal on Saturday, says he's not surprised with the boss's attitude.
That's how he is. He wants to win football matches, and we can do what we want to do. We just need to work hard, stay together. There's going to be ups and downs, but yeah, we'll do anything we can to win. I think I'm not going to play 46 games, 90 minutes every game. I don't think my body will be able to do that. So I know I can affect games off the pitch as well, speaking to the young lads, helping through the team with tactical things and things that I see. So yeah, it's been nice to kind of fall into that role a little bit, and that's what the manager wants me to do. So yeah. I'm enjoying it.
Well, kick-off tonight is at 7:45. You'll be able to follow the match action at Kent Online. Plus, we'll have full reaction to the result in tomorrow's episode of the podcast. Staying with football, and Ebbsfleet United have moved a step closer to having new owners. The club's previous chairman, Dr. Abdullah Al-Humaidi, resigned in December 2023 after being declared bankrupt, but ownership has remained within his family. It's now been revealed there are 5 formal expressions of interest from potential new majority owners. And finally, in tennis, Kent's Emma Raducanu came out on the wrong end of an epic battle with world number one Aryna Sabalenka at the Cincinnati Masters overnight. She lost the third round match in a deciding tiebreak, 7-5. 13 games went to deuce during the contest. The British number one from Orpington will next play at the US Open. Well, that's all from us for today. Thanks ever so much for listening. Don't forget, you can follow us on socials. Plus, you can get details on the top stories direct to your email each morning via the briefing. To sign up to that, just head to kentonline.co.uk. And whilst you're on the website today, you can also sign up to Kent Online Premium. That gives you access to content with fewer ads and exclusive stories. And if you use the promo code Nicola Everett, or one word at the checkout, you'll get £30 off the price of an annual subscription.
News you can trust.
This is the Kent Online Podcast.